Good afternoon. This is Facebook Live with Tri-States Public Radio. I'm News Director Rich Egger. Joining us this afternoon is Dr. Guiyu Wang, 12th President of Western Illinois University. Thanks so much for joining us, taking some time out of your schedule today.
Yeah, thank you. Great to be here.
How are you doing today?
Great, great, wonderful.
Busy day for you?
So far, yes.
You're about 3 weeks into the job right now. How's it been for you getting accustomed to Macomb and the Quad Cities?
Has been good, has been positive, and I'm liking the lifestyle that we found ourselves in the last 3 weeks.
And we have taken comments during the past week, and one of the comments and questions we've been taking, and one of them is welcome to Western and Macomb. So listeners saying hello and welcoming you to the community.
Thank you, everybody. Great to be here.
So let's get to some of these questions here. One of them, what is your plan and timeline for improving the morale of university community and the lack of trust in the administration?
It's a great question. I have a plan of some sort. I recognize that faculty and staff morale is an important issue. When you have a happy workforce, then you will have higher productivity, right? Happy workers, greater productivity. I'm not sure about the timeline yet. I'm still studying the campus culture, meeting a lot of people, and to get a sense of how people feel about the university, about a new leader, about a new semester. This is all amidst a host of issues like COVID-19. Right? So I have been working though with the UPI, the faculty union, the faculty senate leadership, getting to know them. I also want to find out their priorities so I know I can compare their notes with mine to push the same agenda forward. It is certainly a very important issue. I recognize some challenges at the same time, but there is always hope, and there is a way moving forward to enhance our faculty and staff morale in terms of the way they see the university, how I view the progress we are making. We are going to renew the collective bargaining agreement with the faculty union by a year, so that's good news. I hope that will boost faculty morale to some degree.
Does extending that contract a year, I guess, give you more time to get your leadership team in place and decide how you want to proceed?
Yeah, exactly. That will give me time to, again, to get a sense of where the faculty are on the important issues. And this has been a difficult year. Moving forward, hopefully things will be better and brighter with the vaccines available, with the new semester, and a state appropriations level. Hopefully that will be improved. Enrollments are looking pretty encouraging, all those things happening, and that will give us a cushion moving forward.
Yeah, you mentioned enrollment. What are you saying to potential students? Why should they come to Western, especially during this time of COVID-19?
Yeah, well, I could think of a lot of things to say to them. Western is a great place. We have faculty that know the business of teaching and research. They know how to educate the students, the university has great facilities. I've seen much of it in the last 3 weeks. Again, that's really encouraging and even inspiring. I wanted the students to know they can get a good education here because of the faculty and the staff dedication to the university, because a history of success of this university points to an even brighter future when they come here. We do also have very, very outstanding programs in a number of areas. Those are attractions for me as an academic, as a former faculty member, and as a higher ed leader. I hope the students and their parents will see the same things I have seen in the last few months since I became a candidate. Again, all the programs we have will build on their strengths of the current programs. We'll build new programs that will be attractive, marketable, and viable.
One of the questions from Facebook is, how do you plan to split your time between Macomb and the Quad Cities?
Yeah, it's a great question. I've already spoken on this on many occasions. The Quad Cities campus is a part of this university. So one university, two campuses, but one mission. So I told the folks I would be there at least once a month, twice is possible. At the same time, I will remain in contact with the faculty and staff there via phone, email, text, and Zoom. I will spend time there every month. I also want to meet with the local community leaders, and the mayor, the city council, and our own faculty and staff on campus.
Because this is Tri-State's Public Radio, getting a lot of questions about Tri-State's Public Radio, its relationship with Western. A lot of people saying how it's an important that Tri-State's Public Radio is an important resource for the region. Can you talk a little bit about what your vision is for the public radio station and its relationship with Western Illinois University?
Yeah, great. I used to listen a lot to NPR, right, while you drive, and public radio is an asset. Certainly, Tri-State Public Radio is an asset to WIU, to the community, and to the many counties throughout the three states that this radio station serves. It's important. I wanted to see it continues in one way or another, so that this university is heard throughout the states through Tri-State Public Radio. If there are ways I can help to continue supporting the university, I will. But I am spending a lot of time studying many aspects of the university, the structure, the organizations, and different units working together or separately. I will have a better idea of the structure of the university and its components, hopefully in a few months. It's a complex organization. It's a pretty sizable university. And so I know I will have more things to say after I have had a little time to digest all the things I've been reading, hearing, and seeing over the last several weeks.
Are you going to work off of a strategic plan that's already in place as you look at what direction to take the university, or do you envision developing something new?
Both. So I have studied the university's strategic plan. As you may know, the plan is a 10-year plan from 2017 to 2027. In that plan, there are a lot of elements. I'll name a couple of them. The plan calls for 10,000 students enrolled by 2027. That's 7 years out, just about 7 years out. The plan also calls for a higher faculty student ratio. That will be 1:17 versus the current ratio, which is 1:13, right? So those are, I think, very good elements. Of course, the plan is really about the student success and ultimately the university's success. So the things I'm bringing here, there are a number of priorities I've been setting for the university. In my mind, they are pretty consistent, very well aligned with the strategic plan's priorities. These include recruitment, enrollment, and retention, student retention. Those are priorities that will be here for years to come. Those alone are closely tied to student success and the university's financial sustainability. Other priority includes race relations, social justice. I think that's a very critical area for the students on campus and for the community at large. I'm also looking at international recruitment, international outreach. So we get more students to come here to study at Western Illinois University. In between, there is shared governance, working with the faculty, staff unions, and developing new programs too. I want to emphasize one element that I think is particularly meaningful and relevant, that's institutional distinctiveness. The university has strong programs, as I alluded to a little while ago. Very, very good faculty teaching in those programs. We want the university, I do for sure, I want the university to stand out more amongst the public universities in Illinois, and certainly to develop more distinction and distinctiveness with our programs we have, and then develop programs with distinction so that they become attractive and appealing to prospective students and their parents. Therefore, they come here to study for a degree.
So you think developing a distinctive programs, a signature programs, maybe something unique to Western, is a way of helping the university stand
it's
out?
One way, yes.
Yeah. In talking about the strategic plan, you earlier had mentioned international students. So in recruitment of international students to Western, and this is a question from Facebook Live, how will you include students from the People's Republic of China?
Yeah, you know, again, China is a large source of students. Would be good to have some students recruited from there and come here to study. We have an international team on campus that's pretty good, very effective. Once the pandemic is behind us, we can do more work in China, in other Asian countries, and also countries in Africa, in South America, and North America. So international students can bring very diverse perspectives, their own culture, languages, and cuisine would be a benefit to Western Illinois students and to the Western Illinois region. So again, I want to look at international recruitment because that is one large source of students. Considering that domestically, students graduating from high school are becoming fewer, not more.
Another question from our audience. The nonprofit Western Illinois Dreamers has offered to donate money, $15,000, to establish a scholarship for Dreamers or DACA recipients. Would the university consider matching these funds to make Western more welcoming of immigrant students and eventually attract more Latinx and other students?
You know, absolutely. You know, I want to work with the university, with the university's foundation, and look at all possibilities because these students need our help. And I do not know how many there are on this campus yet, but I know them as a group in different universities. I've known them. And I wanted to help them any way I could as a president.
Do you plan to, this is another question from the audience, do you plan to partner with Carl Sandburg College in Galesburg? Have you had a time to look at that?
And I saw the name that caught my attention because Carl Sandburg is a late Chicago poet, right? I actually read a number of his poems. My favorite poem by him is The Fog, right? So comparing the fog to a cat walking on tiptoes. So Carl Sandburg is very familiar to me. Actually, it's an interesting idea to have a college named after a poet, a Chicago poet. I've worked with many, many community colleges in different states. They are good direct feeder programs to a four-year college like Western Illinois. So not just Carl Sandburg, there are other colleges in the area. Knox College, right? I want to work with them all to develop programs that will attract students, whether they are trade programs or liberal arts programs or science programs. A close collaboration between four-year and two-year colleges is a critical way to grow enrollment and programs.
Carl Sandburg grew up in Galesburg. In fact, he was born in Galesburg, right?
He was born in Galesburg.
Oh, no wonder. That's okay. I made another connection.
there's a nice big statue of him there, and his birthplace, I believe, is an attraction you can visit.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will.
If you come to Galesburg, let me know.
Okay, I will. You know, I saw a lot of, in Key West, I saw Hemingway's old house in Key West, and in Paris, France, I saw Victor Hugo's house. So, you know, a lot of famous writers' houses I've visited. This would be an addition. Exciting.
Yeah, you come from an English faculty background.
Yeah, I have
correct?
Three degrees in English, right?
So the English department at Western got cut quite heavily in recent years. Is that a department you might look at rebuilding?
I have a tenure in English, right? So I'm looking forward to an opportunity to meet with the faculty and the students in that department. English is a critical discipline in terms of liberal arts education. It's one of the foundation disciplines in liberal arts education. That department teaches writing and literature. Writing is a critical skill all college students must have. So I want to work with them to see how they can even further enhance general education on this campus, how they can further teach our students to be better writers and better communicators, like you guys.
We were talking a few moments ago about other schools in the region. Another question from the audience regards Spoon River College. Mm-hmm. Do you envision Western offering some new programs in the technical trades or creating some partnerships with Spoon River College regarding the trades?
Partnerships for sure. And trade programs, I want to study them. I know trade programs are typically offered at two-year colleges. But if there is a collaboration between a four-year college and two-year college, I want to look into it. That's yet another familiar name to me, Spoon River. I used to use a book called the Spoon River Anthology of Literature. I understand that one of the editors was from that area, or mm-hmm. from that college.
Edgar Lee Masters.
Yeah. I made a lot of old connections coming to Western Illinois. Spoon River, Carl Sandburg, and the land of Lincoln. I'm the one of the few people you will ever meet that has read every poem written by Lincoln. Every poem. I wrote about it.
Did a research paper on it?
I had some publication that includes discussion of Lincoln's poems and his leadership as well.
Another question from the audience. Do you perceive any role that the significant number of retired Western faculty who still live in the region might play on behalf of the university?
Yeah, I think so. And I want our retired faculty or staff to be willing partners, willing ambassadors for the university. If they can help spread the good word about this university, that's a great thing to do. If they can mentor a student, that's another. And if they want to financially support the university, I'm sure our foundation, our alumni office will be happy to hear that. I wanted to meet with them in the near future to hear their good ideas on building the university up, improving the university. It's a good university. We can always make it better and more robust.
Yeah, we were talking about community colleges a couple of moments ago.
Yeah.
How do you balance collaborating with a community college but also wanting to bring the students actually into Western and having them enrolled here rather than at a different institution?
Did you mean students from the two-year colleges or from other?
Yeah, so rather than having someone go for 2 years to a community college and 2 years at Western, because I would imagine you want students to be here for all 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's an economical question, isn't it? The students who choose to go to two-year colleges to begin with is more economical and normally, typically closer to home, right? You can get an associate degree. But I hope some of those students will come to a four-year college like Western. And also, certainly I'm eager to see them come to Western after 2 years with an associate degree. Either way, as long as an educator, if these people get an education, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the state. But ideally they come to Western to meet our great professors who know the business, who teach really well in their respective disciplines. And the campus culture is pretty nice, and to have bonding with their fellow classmates, the staff and the faculty, to have a real college experience in 4 years, right? And the other thing I want to mention is I read a study many years ago when I was a dean in Florida. So students who receive a two-year degree compared to one with a four-year degree, over a lifetime span, the four-year degree holder makes a larger income, significantly larger income than a two-year degree holder. So that's a message to the two-year students. Get a four-year degree, and the sooner the better. and again, preferably at Western Illinois.
The nation swore in a new president today, and new U.S. presidents often talk about the first 100 days. Yeah. We talk about what they want to accomplish. And do you have a plan for Western, what you want to do in the first 100 days?
Yeah, great. That was raised during my candidacy. 100 days, you know, there must be some magic about 100 days, right?
It's a nice round number.
I guess so, exactly. 100 is a century. And a few of us live to be 100 years old, right? So it gives us a sense of urgency to get things done within 100 days. I did release a memo on the first day of my work here, introducing myself, and more importantly, the priorities I'm trying to set after I have gleaned or studied the strategic plan, all the literature I could get hold of on the university website, and all the conversations I had with the trustees, with the individuals on campus. So I'm already starting on those things, the priorities. And I also want to build a senior leadership team that will be consistent, intentional, and forward-looking, so that with me, we'll lead the university to a stronger, healthier financial position, and also a larger enrollment for the university that will also help with local economy. I know Macomb is a nice town. When I was meeting with the mayor and the community leaders, they all expressed a desire to work with the new president, with the university, and serving the students and the local community.
Do you have a particular message you want to get out to the campus community or the community in general?
Yeah. I have, as a new president at Western, I'm not a new president. I have a lot of experience working with faculty, staff, unions, communities. I wanted them to know I consider myself a decent person and a good person. All my life I wanted to do good. And I'm in the best industry I can imagine, education. Not to, you know, belittle what you do, right? I know being education is very satisfying to me. I wanted to see the university again grow stronger and more stand out among publics in the state and in the region. I do see great days coming to Western now that we are working together with the trustees, with the state government, and with my faculty, staff, and students themselves. I want them to succeed, therefore, I will be a successful president.
We told your staff we'd get you out of here at 5 or a little after 5. And I think we're bumping up against the clock here. Is there anything you'd like to say to wrap up our discussion today?
Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you guys and to the audience in the 23 counties in Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois. It's great to be here. I look forward to more conversations about the future of this community and the university that I am coming to love.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And thank you to Heather Norman, Mark Garrett, and Devin Brooks working behind the scenes here to help us out here. Thank you very much.